Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seat. We are going to start in a minute. Okay, so welcome everybody at 9 o'clock or 9:15 on Wednesday. Really happy that some of you could make it. I know the agenda is challenging. We are going to discuss, or I think we don't have to discuss if we want to proceed with this program, because the overall feedback during this week was rather positive. We have to discuss how do we proceed with this program and what are the next steps for this working group. We have answers from 16 participants fulfilling the survey, and I would propose we quickly go through these questions for you to give you an indicator what is the general trend and what is the general feedback, and then I would invite everybody who is here to give us some more in-depth feedback about their experiences, especially those who participated in this course, and then I invite everybody to brainstorm how do we proceed. So Matt, you are running the. Okay. Is it too loud?
It's okay.
Okay. So Matt is running the slides. The first question was indicating if they are an experienced or... How can I do that? Plus?
If you want to go to the next.
Okay. Okay, so the first question was experienced a newly elected leader. We see it was a rather balanced group between newly elected leaders, which are not necessarily newcomers to ICANN, but maybe are assigned for a second term or changing constituency. So there was at least a new challenge ahead and a little bit more of experienced leaders. The next slide was, how do you rate the overall program? I think this is a good indicator that very good and good was the majority, like there was only a very small amount which called it sufficient. There were nobody said it's...
2 for 10.
That's my computer, I'm sorry. I don't know what's doing.
You just need more voice.
I just made a Windows update, and since they are doing strange things going on. So, I mean, this is the overall trend. No rather comment on that. The next question was, how do you rate the bridging event? I think there is space for improvement, because more than 40% of the people were not... amused about the way this was organized. I had some oral feedback already. We can discuss this later in detail. So I think we have to definitely find another format for a sort of a bridging event / social event. I mean, we should look into that. Maybe we don't need a bridging event in the future. Also, the online learning platform needs some more work. I mean, the overall trend, it's a good thing, but I think the quality of the online learning platform still needs to be improved, and more than 40% of the participants realize that as well in their giving their answer. Overall, I think it's it's a tool which the community would value, and they would actually think that's something which is needed. I think this is also very important for the launch of today. Usability and structure, overall good, but still space for improvement. This was a question we were interested in, because usually you hear, oh, come on, I'm so long with ICANN, I know actually everything. And we asked a specifically experienced leader, did you get any new information from the online learning platform? And I'm very delighted that this is really the case, that even experienced leaders which think, okay, I know ICANN by heart, and there is always something you don't know, and I think this is also an outcome of this program.
You want to tell me next slide?
Yes. Computers.
And now it's updating. There we go. All right.
Yeah, the implementation of the online learning platform overall was seen as good, but still space for improvement. So the facilitation skills training. Before that, before we set up this facilitation skills training, I had very big constraints, I felt there were very big constraints in the community about, okay, I don't have to be told how to play with other children, and I don't need that stuff, and so on and so forth. But I think participants were generally very pleased about it, and for me it was also a great experience. I was a participant in this part of the program as well. I took out a lot of it, and the data says from these 16 participants who answered the survey, others did so as well. So I think this is something interesting, I would say. Do you think, and these questions are only about the facilitation skills training, do you think ICANN leaders should generally participate in such a program? Yes. Over 90%. I mean, that's remarkable, I think. Regarding facilitation skills still, do you rate the format of this program, how do you rate the format of this program in terms of quality of the facilitators? Overall, very good feedback. Regarding the length, too short, okay, but at least not too long. I think that's important. We don't want to waste people's time. How do you rate the format in terms of activity? No question, this was a really interactive part. I mean, we had lots of fun and ice-breaking exercises there. And in terms of the networking aspect, and this is just give you a reminder, this was one of the key elements of our academy setup, that the networking aspect should be fostered, and so this worked out as well. And now it's about the orientation course. The orientation course is the part of the program where the academy working group took responsibility on. What is your general impression from this program? Overall, a good feedback. Do you think ICANN leaders should generally participate in such a program? No question, they should. How do you rate the format of this program in terms of quality of session facilitators? For those who did not participate in this course, we did not assign trainers for this program, but we asked some of the experienced leaders to facilitate a session on a specific topic they have a good expertise on. So the quality of the facilitators were rated as a good thing. I think this worked out. And now this is really an effort from the community for the community. There are no external trainers, no staff teaching us. And, I mean, we had some discussions about this in the last couple of months. But this, finally, I think, was a rather good solution. And it saved also the budget, because we could invite more participants and could save the trainers. How do you rate it in terms of the quality of the length? Do you rate the program in terms of the quality of the length? Okay, of the length, obviously, not the quality of the length. It was okay, 2 days. Quality of interactivity. Here we see space for improvement compared to the facilitation skills training, which was very interactive. And in the orientation course, there is space for improvement. And I think the facilitation skills training was a sort of ice-breaking exercise before we could enter into the orientation course, and I think this was a rather good thing. How do you rate this format of the program in terms of the quality of the learning curve? High and average. I mean, that's what we wanted. We wanted to bring them up to speed, especially incoming leaders. How do you rate the program, the format of this program, in terms of combining expertise and newly incoming leaders? I mean, this was also under criticism before we set up the program. And finally, obviously, it worked out. The majority of people say this was a good combination. We should keep that. This is something we should keep in mind. So, and these are the questions. That's it. So, and I'm very pleased with the outcome, and I'm also very pleased that so many did fulfill this survey. And I just want to ask any comments, any questions about this survey, or Mikey?
I don't know if we're being recorded, but old habits die hard. I'm Mikey O'Connor for the transcript. And I'm going to have to leave early because I'm leading a session at 10, so I have to go prep for that. So I'll sort of wrap the whole thing into one comment and then probably have to go. I think the bridging event feedback, I think the idea of a bridging event was really good, and I wouldn't lose the event. What I would do is set some tighter ground rules on how the presenters do their thing, because it was, with all due respect to the senior people who were up in front of the room, it was very self-congratulatory monologue after self-congratulatory monologue, and it got pretty wearying after a while to sit through it. So I think if we could encourage the right people were there. Those are the kinds of people that you want in a bridging event like that. But I think just wire them down to a shorter pitch, and you'd have much better feedback. I was in the grumpy feedback on that, and you know, if I was, God, I can't imagine, but that there were lots more. In terms of the second half, the orientation piece, I think that's the same sort of thing. I found our presentations very uneven. Some were very good, I thought, and some were not terribly well prepared and, quite frankly, not very interesting. And I think that as one of the presenters, I would have benefited from a bit more ground rule setting in advance. Yeah, because, you know, in my case, I sort of hijacked the topic and went off in another direction. You know, I mean, I was supposed to talk about one thing, and I kind of did, but mostly I was making a pitch about something else. And that's because I was given pretty considerable latitude in terms of what I could do. And so I ran with that. So I think that in both of those cases, what the feedback is generally really positive, but a little bit more structured stage setting for the presenters, and you'd see a pretty dramatic improvement.
Thank you, Maggie. Fatimata?
Thank you, Sandra. I would like to congratulate you for the work you did. I didn't participate, but I have a question about the evaluation. Was it an overall evaluation, or was every trainer to get evaluated? Because that would allow, I mean, if you're not very well rated, to improve yourself and, you know, do it better next time. Yeah.
there was not such a sort of evaluation, and at the moment I have mixed feelings if this is something we should invent for the future, because people don't want to be evaluated in that circumstances. I think this is something we can look at it, but I have mixed feelings. So I have a queue in operation now. It's Cheryl, it's Avery, it's Glenn, and then it's Ruff. Cheryl, you and Heather.
Thank you very much. It is Cheryl Langdonell for the transcript record. Just a very brief comment and an apology. I also need to escape, but I did want to have on the record here how much I appreciated being engaged in the part of the course that I was involved in. I have been a supporter of this concept, as you all know, but I did wonder what I would get out of it as a participant. I knew what I'd get out of it as a presenter, because I always get great value out of those sorts of interactions. But as a participant, I want to say that it exceeded my expectations, and I'd like that to be noted, that I think it went very, very well indeed. Can we build a better model? Absolutely. The OLP, the data says it's clearly a useful tool, but we are individually and corporally in charge now of getting the right content and stuff up there. But I did want to make a point on the survey-specific tool, and that is there was no not applicable. And a not applicable is a very valuable thing when we're trying to look at some of this data, because I answered some of these things not based on personal experience, but on the particular hearsay and conversations I had about the topic, because you didn't give me a chance to say, but I wasn't there for that. So what I thought I would do was give you the feedback and perhaps bias and skew the results, which is not something I'm going to apologise for, to basically say, well, this is what I've heard. So always the usefulness of a not applicable is really, really good. I did want to ask a question, though, of the number of participants, and I realise this is not necessarily closed yet, of the number of participants. Do you have a percentage of how many have given you the feedback on this survey form yet?
From around overall 22, 23 participants, 16 filled out the survey. That's not too bad. So next on my list is Afri.
Thank you. Afri speaking. First of all, on the online training, I'm one of those that As I said, if I had a rank lower than not sufficient, I would have picked it. Because it wasn't training, it was a coordinated set of thingies that, yes, it made the references easy to find, but there was nothing instructional about it. There was no text sort of explaining it to people. I think if we want to do something like that, I would suggest looking at some of the work that Diplo does, where it has, you know, bits of explanatory text that then point you off to stuff. I think the bridging event should be killed. But I don't. My view of the whole program is that there's a major piece of revamping that needs to happen, because it ties into also the dynamic nature of the first 2 days and the passive receptive nature of the second 2 days. And I really would like to see an integrated program where you've got some of one, you've got some of the other, where we take things like, instead of having almost real situations in the exercises, we have actual situations, and so we're both educating people on what discussions went on, and we're giving people a chance to learn the stuff, so both at the same time. So if we were to recast it as a blended thing, there may be a good reason for a middle night session of some sort that's special, but it wouldn't be bridging anything. It would just be something special. And I don't know what the idea of a evening something special is a good idea, but I would say rethink that one. In terms of grading or evaluating those who gave it, if we keep this style of having participant leaders of particular discussions, first of all, we have to give them far more lead time. We do, as others said, have to give them some expectation. Do you want slides? Do you not want slides? Do you want people to just put a question on the table and open it up to discussion? Or do you want them to spend at least a certain amount of time getting into details? Because that was also, it was not only an unevenness in quality, it was an unevenness in approach. And that made it sort of difficult for people, what do you want from me now? In terms of evaluating them, if we were using the same trainers over and over again, I would say yes, of course. If we're using participant trainers, then I don't see the value other than perhaps, you know, self-evaluation. Am I good at doing this or not? But it serves the program no use. One thing we could, though, is perhaps ask more specific questions about what do you expect from a person being a participant trainer? You know, do you like having a lecture followed by this? Do you like having an open discussion? Do you like having feed questions? So we could ask questions about approaches to the training that people have taken without getting specific about was so-and-so a bore. You know, was so-and-so insufficient and not doing that. But look at the approaches they used. Even if we haven't predetermined what approaches, you know, we could say that we had several different kinds of approach in this. People did things, you know. I walked through a document. Mikey did slides. Some people said, here I am. This is what I do. Ask me questions. Radically different approaches. Which one worked for people? Which one didn't work for people? So that we can then, you know, have progression in our methodology. Thanks.
I think Cheryl was going to respond to Avery, or did you? In the queue. Okay, then Sebastian, please.
Yeah, Avery, I get you your point. The last one about the trainers, but I think the diversity is also important because one size didn't fit all, both in the presenter's side and on the trainee side. And I will caution to do just the same thing, everybody with slide and with the same type of inputs. I think the diversity was also something very important. And you take some of the personality of the presenters because of that, too. Then, except that, I fully agree with your comments at the beginning. Thank you.
This is Avery with just a quick reply there. I did not mean that there should not be diversity. What I meant was I'd like those that were there to judge the diversity and which style really worked for me, which style didn't. And then it's just background information that people can use when they decide what they're going to do. I totally agree with you. Various types of presentation we should not restrict. You know, it's just that some work and some don't, and we should know which ones work and which ones don't and stuff.
Next in the queue is Glenn.
A number of things, but let me start with Avery and Cheryl's comments were really spot on. I've been a big supporter of the Academy, and I'd like to point out back to the original few years ago, we, Siva and I, advocated for a Moodle, and the online tool was to be integrated with the training, and it sounds to me that it wasn't integrated, and I think I suggested the committee to go back to our original concepts that Steve and I were talking about. It was a tool to be used effectively because some of the people may know this material, that's fine. Some of the people are completely novices, and the whole idea was to integrate it into the individual needs of the learner. That's disappointing because the whole intention of a Moodle slash then it became a portal was to provide the necessary value added. second point is, and I think Cheryl was alluding to it, is that this survey seems to be quite focused on the end user. I'd be interested in the survey asking and getting the feedback from the facilitators, the presenters, the people that organized this social or bridging event. And I don't see that in the survey. And the quality of the stuff that Avery was saying, that depth of feedback maybe should be done to people who are extremely positive. And I know you're not being critical. I think it's very constructive feedback. But I think some people who really got an incredible delight to allow them the opportunity for the one-on-one discussion.
Thank you. Just a quick comment. In the afternoon, we have the online learning platform launched, the official launch. So I think any feedback, especially from your point, because you were heading for this for quite long, is welcome. So we have a queue of operation now. The next is Raf, Heather, Sebastian, Cheryl, Hong, and Mikey. So Raf, you have the floor, please.
Thank you. With regards to the evaluation section, I completely understand what Avery was saying with regards to if the speakers were people that were going to come in year on year. If people were coming in year on year, then maybe it's worth evaluating. But I have a slight disagreement because I don't think it's also we're evaluating the person. We're evaluating the content. We're evaluating what topic worked. We're evaluating what styles worked. So it's not just I'm not just evaluating how Avery did in her thing, but the overall. So that's the specific section on another thing, but I do agree with her that I think different sections should be evaluated separately, the online platform, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I should, with regards to the bridging event, I think everyone's opinions were heard in the survey, but I think we should take a look at it from a different perspective. I think and I think this was raised on the days that if we merge some of these things together, then there wouldn't need to be a bridging event because actually the facilitation skills and the core skills were put together, so therefore we wouldn't need the bridging skills. So that's that. The third section, with regards to the third section of the training, I'd just be interested to know what kind of guidelines were given to the different speakers. Did they have complete reign over the topics, or was it specified in advance, depending on the participant, the person that was there? And on that, what was their target market? I was a newcomer. There were people that had been there for a while. Some of the things that were discussed, I mean, it was all very, very beneficial for me. But it seemed like some things were targeted to people like myself that were newbies, and there were some things that were, there was a lot of depth there, and I had to grapple with a lot of the big institutional things in order for me to understand them. And I think that came from the guidelines, you know, what sort of rein was given to the speaker. And that's my 2 points.
Just to answer, because I consider this as a question, to answer this, the online platform, online learning platform was supposed to give you the basic knowledge about the issues going to be discussed during the course. And the course was, or the facilitators were asked to foster a dialogue among participants where veterans could obviously contribute in a deeper way, but newbies can still learn from it and bring in new ideas and new knowledge, new views about the topic. So this was actually the idea. But yeah, I take this as a point that facilitators needs more ground rule setting and a sort of evaluation of different styles and the feedback and so on. I think this is something we should, I note that down. Next in the queue is Heather, please.
Thank you. The first thing I need to say is that despite best efforts, I never did get the link to the survey. I'm not sure technically how that fell apart, but in any event, I apologize because I would have certainly submitted my comments had I had it. I think I have a few points, but I'd like to start off by saying that I would like to confirm and say I still support all of the comments that I made at the end of our session. I really do think, to recap that, that the very best thing about the 4 days was the opportunity to meet others in other constituencies. I thought it's been fantastic as you pass people in the hallway and have conversations with people that you otherwise wouldn't necessarily have had. And I think that well and truly is the best thing for me. And I'll reinforce my comment that I think the thing that needs the most improvement is that U.S.-centric focus of the corporate leadership training. I'd like to make some personal comments and then a few as well from my constituency. The first comment from the constituency that comes back is there's been a fair bit of discussion that the call for participants came out in very short notice and not very long before the meeting. There was a tremendous scramble within our constituency. In fact, just prior to the Buenos Aires meeting, in fact, during the week that we had our training, there was another international meeting of the International Trademark Association, and it was almost impossible. I think that explains, in large part, not to say that I wasn't a first choice, but I wasn't going to that meeting, so I was able to come here. And the constituency has asked, please, for next time, can we have the call go out no later than the end of the previous meeting so that there's plenty of time to work on that? The other thing that the constituency made a point to say, and I have to say I'm sensitive to it, given that I work for a university and not a major corporation that's happy to send me around the world, travel support, if it can happen, is going to make things easier. So that was a comment from the constituency as well. And now my own, I'll make a personal comment that's also a constituency comment. I personally was uncomfortable. I sent a summary to the constituency, to the IPC, to say, here's what I learned in the course of the 4 days. Here's what I thought was interesting. Here's what happened. Some of the presentations I sent around as well, because we do have new members in the constituency, and I thought that would be valuable. The one comment that came up out of my summary was the one point that I was uncomfortable with. I was very uncomfortable with the session on rights protection and balancing rights. It had a very IP focus. I was pretty confused, and this isn't me pushing a barrel, but you had two members of the IPC who were involved in the program, and there was absolutely no knowledge that session would happen and this sort of a thing. The session had a distinctly legal flair to it without a lawyer facilitating it, and that was awkward, let's say, and imbalanced, if you like. I'm not suggesting in any way, shape, or form, and please let me make that clear, this is not the IPC and certainly not me saying we own this issue exclusively, but it was imbalanced. Two personal comments for me. The online platform, I understand that there's a need to balance efficiency, which is to say using existing content and with generating new content. I spoke to Heidi about this briefly at some point in the week. You know, using existing content is great and it is efficient. However, when the content says things like here today in Dakar we did XYZ, that's just poor. Oh, yeah. That's just poor. And it's confusing because someone shows up to this meeting and says, what do you mean? And for a new person, I mean, I think the challenge we have as an organization, and I mentioned this as well and followed it up with Fadi this week, I have to say, personally, having done a PhD on ICANN and its processes, I can assure you that I'm acutely aware of the fact that finding information about ICANN is difficult. And I'm the only one maybe in the room that was not happy to hear about this new website launch because it tells me that all of my URLs are now wrong again for the fifth time in 3 years. So I personally feel this problem and it's painful, and I don't know how we deal with it.
You're not the only one there.
Maybe we should bring that forward. I mean, I heard from many parts of the constituents of the ICANN community that this is an issue.
It's a problem, and I understand. I had the good fortune to be involved in the first intersessional involving non-contracted parties back in January. And at that, I was told in response to this exact issue that ICANN has appointed an archivist. Fadi asked me this week, have I spoken to the archivist with my ideas? And I'll follow up on that. It's a comment that I'm tossing around in my mind about making tomorrow. I do not greet this new website with great joy for all sorts of reasons. And I think the reason I raise it here is we need to tackle this issue holistically. This isn't just something for the ICANN Academy. It's something for the organization and how we use the existing information we have, because I well and truly think that there are two great barriers to entry in ICANN. One is simply knowledge, and the other is networking and meeting people. I think this program very effectively handled the meeting people, but did not really bridge the knowledge gap for me. Finally, I would like to say I would strongly support this notion of a social event, social bridging event. I think that, again, reinforces, if I think about those two gaps or barriers to entry, I think that would be a very positive change. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. This was really very helpful. Next in the queue is Sebastian, then Cheryl, Hong, Mikey, Sintra. Anyone else, please raise your hand. Sebastian, you have the floor, please.
Thank you. Ezra, I appreciate your comment about the website, as I have a meeting on that subject to allow the expense from the CEO about this subject. I will bring that later today. I really think that it was fantastic 4 days. With better things than other, but globally it was very, very good. And I would like to hope that both new leader of the SOACs and constituency will be able to have that each year, that this program will be set up each year for the new. And I really hope that the board member will be participating. Because my impression today is that they are reluctant to be here, and they don't want to. They want their own program because we are different from the other, and I think it's a wrong assumption. Even if everybody, if they are different, it's because everybody of us are different, not because they are different. Then we need really to outreach to the board member to, if you have the opportunity to explain and to show your concern that they need to be involved. There is a question of budget, of course, and I think it's important to put that in the budget as a global project, not when it will come under SOACs, because it is not an SOAC project, even if you run it. It's a global project for the organization. It's really to be meant to be a cross organization. And I think that want to give an idea, and I am not sure that you will be agree with me, but maybe it could be also interesting to have some, I don't know if it was the goal then, sorry, but we maybe also have some new bees at the staff level to come to participate and to be trained. I remember my inception day within the board, and it was quite funny because it was Bertrand Corou and myself who were in a room with some knowledge of ICANN in 2010, and the staff people who were supposed to train us was quite newbies people, and it turned out that we trained them, That's I think including some staff could be a good idea in the future. Bridging an event, everybody says, but really, as much as we can organize during those 4 days, activities who allow people to get together, I am all for that. And once again, thank you very much for the preparation and for the participation from all of you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Just a small comment regarding the budget. This was really the challenge of this year because we had the budget approval in August only, and this was the point where we could actually start from inviting people, planning, and so on and so forth. I know this was very late, but I really hope that in the next year we will have an earlier budget approval or can maybe get clarification on this issue earlier, so even if the budget is not approved, we know it's in and it's going to be approved, so that we can really start by the end of the meeting ahead and start promoting there, having some outreach, etc. as well. I think this is something we have to work out with staff. Next in the queue is Cheryl and then Hong.
Thank you, Cheryl Langdon, for the record. It's always a good indicator when my arm is reaching that I'm either asking to be in the queue or I'm next. So I wanted to just make a point specific to the online learning program. And I will declare that as I am easily bored and difficult to entertain, when I went through the mandatory or requested requirements of going through and, of course, found there was no checkbox, as all of you did, next to the list of things we were supposed to do, I've now gone through every single node that exists on that platform. And I want to come in behind what Heather has said. You know, it is inexcusable to put up in a new platform links to material that is not the latest links. I am not, however, and I'm going to, this is a response to you specifically, Heather, going to come into the camp of I am against the concept of the new website because I am for a website that actually works, is accessible and does the job we need to do. I am absolutely, and my heart sits in history as well, against this constant loss of corporate knowledge, history and data. And we have to protect our links. We have to protect where things are. And I can bore you for hours on how much we lost when we moved from social text to Confluence as a wiki. It borders on criminal. So what we need to do is make sure that this next change is in fact done properly. But we can't lose access. And links have to be to the most recent. So there are, and I did write a whole bunch of this doesn't work and why isn't this right. But I wanted to have a very brief word because I may not be in the meetings later where you focus on the online learning platform. Please decide what the purposes of your quiz are. If they are an exercise in one's expertise in spelling in the English language, just say that. Because there's a great benefit for true or false, where people can use the quizzes. Stop it, Mikey. You enjoy my sense of humour far too much. The quizzes are an excellent tool to reinforce the key points out of the learnings that we hope people have read and understood, but that in some cases does not include whether you put the S on the end of the word to give you a pass or fail. And that's what happens in those quizzes. Not your quizzes, the quizzes on all the units, right?
Sorry, Cheryl, what is a quizzes?
Okay. In all the other online learning pro sections, there are quizzes. There are pop quizzes, tests. Design your tests when you do tests. I'm happy for you to do tests, but do it wisely. The presence or absence on the S of an English word is probably not the right thing to be testing. And that will get you, unless you're going to now make a multilingual, multi-platformed online learning program, be smart about what you try and test.
Hong, you have the floor.
Thank you. I understand this is feedback session for participants, and as a member of a working group who haven't participated, we are supposed to listen. That's what I did for the past 56 minutes, but I'm leaving in 4 minutes, so I want to make one comment to cover everything I want to talk about. First of all, this is a great success, absolutely. There's no need to repeat. I have two requests at the beginning. One is that would you please circulate the survey result to the mailing list so we can report back to our constituency? Secondly is that what I heard was very interesting, the teaching and interaction happen at the, especially at the orientation part. Is there any sound recording or the video recording? So some leaders who was not able to participate, they can watch later and learn later, self-learn. it is not possible. What is unfortunate. And also, if it's available, have some video or audio materials, the working group member who haven't participated can assess the quality and do some more research to improve the curriculum and format. Well, and last, I want to comment the future of this working group. This is the cross-constituency working group. We may think about what we want to do. I'm so impressed that Sebastian mentioned it could be a yearly event. The leadership is no more a pilot. It will be a regular event. That's very, very exciting. I assume this is very the goal we should presume. Let's think about last time at the working group meeting, I actually proposed we do a kind of a matrix to learn the different capacity building programs available in ICANN community. Now it seems through the regional strategy, it is more clear for this leadership pilot is primarily to train ICANN leaders. A different constituency, that's great. And for community members, they could be trained at the regional level, like the European Summer School is so successful. And then maybe some other regional initiative. If the working group can kind of coordinate the regional initiative to train the community members, we will actually expand the availability of the capacity building program, and we'll have a more useful future for the whole community. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Hong. Just to respond to that, regarding video recording, I think many of the participants would felt uncomfortable knowing that they are video recorded. So I think this is not an option for, because you were very interactive. You were doing some role play stuff. Some things were really funny, and I think this is nothing somebody wishes to have to be recorded. And regarding the elements you mentioned for the future planning, yeah, this is something which the Academy should actually be a module system of many different programs. And we are discussing just one module. We have to keep that in mind. The leadership training program is just one module of an overall ICANN Academy. And this is just a start. There's a lot of work ahead. So please stay committed and contribute with your ideas in the future. Then I have Mikey and Sintra. Mikey, you have the floor.
Thanks. It's Mikey O'Connor for the transcript again. I'm going to return to the online learning platform and throw sort of a grenade underneath it. Such a surprising thing. Infoterrorist. All right. No, I think that the thing about that I would ask the people who are guiding the development of that platform. I'm going to build on the earlier comments about breaking links and upending the underlying structure, is rather than building an entire system, build a front end to the information we already have so that instead of requiring that information be ported into it, and thus, you know, we run into the problem of the latest link. Make it a roadmap so that a new person can take a path through the roadmap, and an experienced person is using the exact same information to do their work. So instead of a whole new repository, have it be a very light layer on top of the existing repositories, because as we all know, each constituency and stakeholder organization has a slightly different set of tools that they use. And rather than build yet another tool with more information in it, build an infinitely expandable set of roadmaps that touch those existing tools, which will then solve a bunch of the problems that, you know, Cheryl and Heather and I and everybody was giving thumbs up about. But it also means that when a new person is being trained, they're not being trained on a system that they will never use again. The trouble with the online learning platform
is that I'm not going to use that typically in the day-to-day thing. It's just like the ICANN Labs baloney, where they've got people getting paid vast amount of money reinventing social media tools that are available for free, and they're all breathless in their discoveries of, oh, look at this learning. And it's like, no, you're not doing it right. And I worry that the online learning platform is doing precisely the same thing. So there's a rant and a grenade and the end.
Sintra, you're next, and then Heather.
Thank you. I take Mikey's point, but I think we need to really decide what's the purpose of ICANN Academy. Is it a closed loop where we actually get feedback? And, I mean, this is an evolving space. Is it a mechanism to get feedback from participants, or is it that we just want to disseminate information? So based on that objective, I think you could decide whether you just want to do a portal or you want to do something more substantive, like maybe have the information on a wiki that's constantly updated and receiving comments and feedback. I have a couple other comments. I thought the duration of the session was fine, but the timing needs to be better. I don't think that this training should come at the start of a meeting. I think it's more appropriate at the end of a meeting. And I think if you don't want to record the sessions, then at least you should allow for observers to be present, because I think they can also benefit from the tools.
I think this has a budget impact, and we had discussion with Heidi about this, whom to allow and inviting community and so on, in terms of space, in terms of food and all these things, so this makes it probably a bit difficult. Heather, you are the next.
Thank you, Sandra. Just a very brief reply to Mikey, really, to follow up. I actually think this is what the attempt is. I think that the use of the existing documents in the online platform is, at least I understood it as, when I was in it, as an attempt to create a front end and use back end, let's say use existing back end. The unfortunate thing is I think it was sold to us as this is new. So there's a disconnect in the message, I think. But I do think that what you're proposing is actually what has occurred. Now, whether that's intentional, I don't know. But I do think that's what's happened. And perhaps the confusion that I have about, you know, why is this referring to here today in Dakar, we did X, can be ameliorated by at least clearer understanding of what it is.
Yeah, Heather, I mean, part of the problem I had is that I went into the online learning platform early enough that it was basically empty. I sort of went in and found an empty restaurant, and so I couldn't tell what was going on. And so this is a more generic reaction to the current senior staff regime, which is, oh, well, let's reinvent the wheel and spend tons of money on stuff. And the thing I saw was they'd reinvented a wheel and then filled it with air. And so if in fact that's the goal, then I applaud that goal.
Mark, you're next.
Mark Seiden for the transcript. It was great to attend this training. One of the best things that ever happened to me at any ICANN meeting. But just a few detailed, tiny little comments. One is, I think you overfed us. You know, we could have had less food, quite a bit less. There was always leftover food. And that kind of also meant we were low energy after the lunch times. And we could have walked around some more. I think that comment was made by someone. It would have been nice if we'd had even a single outdoor moment to enjoy the sunshine outside as a group meeting, you know, or breaking up as groups. I know that that means we wouldn't have whiteboards or things to write on, but we could still possibly do some exercises outside. It would have been nice to know ahead of time just what the business deal was in terms of stipend and exact dates and times and who was paying for what. There's still a bit of confusion about that, I think. I discovered when I got my per diem payment and it wasn't explained what, you know, what it was and how it was calculated. So I had to ask about that. And for some reason, the hotel charged me. I don't know whether that was correct or not. It should have been direct billed to ICANN, I gather. Maybe they were confused, too. The bridging event was my biggest disappointment because it was a completely different format and style than we'd become accustomed to with a lot of intimate communication, which, by the way, is exactly the reason why not to videotape that thing, but if you want to videotape something for future playback, you could stage such an event under different ground rules and try reusing the content. I really don't think that would provide the personal interaction that that an in-person event like we had provides.
Thank you, Mark. Heather, you want to reply?
Very briefly, may I make a follow-up to Mark? As soon as you said go outside, it made me think of this. I think the very best thing that happened for me at the Durban meeting was that impromptu opportunity to go out and paint the school. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. And I think there's a real untapped opportunity here. If you actually built something like that into this program, that would set the expectation that this is part of what ICANN does. When you introduce new people and you say, you know, you can actually build a culture from this and say, this is part of what we do, we want to encourage this. It handles to go outside, it handles to go out and interact with the local community, which was a point that was raised over the weekend, and it also handles that broader ethic, which up to Durban had not been brought in to an ICANN meeting, which is we've got a bunch of brains in the room, but we're really only using those brains in our own little circles. So I think it ticks all the boxes.
So instead of a social event, doing some school painting in the country where we are, I think.
Anything. You know, something that gets out and it can be tailored to a local community. I mean, we just happened to be in South Africa for Nelson Mandela's birthday, but let's not treat that as a one-off. I mean, this is a great... Go out and do something useful in the community. Talk to school children. A number of us hung around and just talked to the kids afterwards about what is the internet? How does it work? What do we do? I asked questions about what are kangaroos really like? You know, there's tremendous value in that. And if we inculcate that in this program, we'll all turn around in 3 years' time and this would be just baked in. And that would be fantastic.
Very interesting. Good point. Any other comments? I see there are at least two participants who did participate but didn't say anything so far. May I please invite you to give us your feedback, Leon and Tampani?
Yes. Yes, Sandra, thank you. Well, the reason I haven't participated is that my training mates have already made my point. So, but just to add that to what Mark was saying, I think it's a great experience because from my personal point of view, I wouldn't have never reached out to, for example, the ESSAC. I mean, it's just not in my radar as a lawyer to go and reach out to ESSAC people. So having this mixture of people with different disciplines and different views, I think that was the most enriching experience for me.
Thank you. Tampani?
Okay. I also find that most everything I want to say has been said, but a few points. Regarding recording the sessions, especially in the role-playing sessions, I don't care if somebody tells that I'm acting like a fool, as I told them. But in many cases, when the issues get real, in a couple of sessions with people, I explicitly stated that this is actually so real stuff, please don't spread it out, it is confidential. So that's, and we want more of that. Several people have said that this orientation session should also be more interactive and so forth, and the end result will again be that it becomes more confidential in a way. And perhaps a general observation that the rhythm of the course was a bit bad. The two very great days, interactive days, then two listen-only days. So that was kind of the starting high and dropping down feeling that it doesn't really work well. And I must finally observe the online learning platform that technically did not work as well as it should have. I did not have any of these tick boxes that were supposed to be there and so forth. They didn't work for me for whatever reason.
I agree with the points. Just to mention one of them, I also felt that at some point it really got confidential, and this was actually one of the strengths of the program, to get very close to each other. And if this is going to be recorded, I think we will lose that element. And I understand the desire within ICANN to report and record and transcript everything, but I think on some points we have to... It's a sort of a, let's say, a closed meeting, or it's a sort of a face-to-face meeting. You cannot put everything online, and with remote participation, it simply doesn't work. That's my experience here as well. We have two new people in the room. I'd like to introduce first is Thomas Rickert. He just arrived. He was participating in this course. Maybe you want to give us your view. And David Kolb, he was the facilitator of the online, not online, of the facilitation skills training. Maybe you want to reflect on your experience a little bit, because you are listening, and then I would invite Thomas to say a few words.
I'm on then. Okay. So I thought it was an excellent pilot. You know, we certainly learned a lot in terms of design going forward. One of the things that, you know, I would commit to ICANN going forward is you'll have non-American facilitators facilitating the program. And, you know, that will be that's easy enough to fulfill. Definitely heard that loud and clear. And, you know, one of the comments I'm hearing is, and I apologize for being late coming into this, is about, you know, the recording and video. You know, sometimes with other groups we work with, sometimes the plenary sessions are a recorded session or could be videotaped, and the breakout sessions aren't. Just like in an ICANN meeting where, you know, if the group breaks up to do an activity, it's no longer on the transcript because it's just impossible to mic all that. So there may be some hybrid solutions here and there. But, you know, people would know the secret of the spy exercise if we recorded that. And, of course, we know that and you don't. So, but all in all, yeah, I thought it was a great 2 days. I think that there's some good energy around how do we integrate, you know, so it isn't a high-energy, low-energy experience. You know, how could we incorporate things to really start to make linkages there? I loved Heather's idea of, you know, maybe it's a service evening as the bridging event, you know, that just kind of, you know, if there's a bridging event to be done, or that there, you know, there is some service activity. So lots of great elements that we could put into the program.
Thanks very much, Sandra, and I apologize for being late, but nonetheless, I wanted at least to spend the time that I could with you. I have been participating part of the course, and I was particularly interested in how the whole course would go, but unfortunately, for reasons of agenda, I could not attend the first part, the facilitation training. To start with, I looked at the online learning platform, which didn't work perfectly, and I think there's definitely room for improvement. But nonetheless, for those that are criticizing the online courses, rest assured that when I went on the GNSO Council 2 years back, so I've just been reappointed, which qualifies me to be a participant of the Academy, I would have loved to have a single resource of all the documents that you need to know and all the places on the ICANN website where you find valid or relevant information. So when I started out making up my mind as to what I would expect or what I thought was useful to know about ICANN, I found everything referred to in the course. So I think it's all there, but maybe it needs a little bit of tweaking to make the course more attractive and more interactive. But that's an excellent start. Again, facilitation training I cannot speak to. I was there on the bridging event, which I found extremely interesting, but I had not been there all day. So I think it's sort of difficult for those that have been sitting and working and learning all day to then sit down and primarily listen to a panel discussion. But, you know, having been in this environment for quite some time, I always enjoy listening to people that have a lot to say and just follow them exchanging their thoughts. And I would have loved to chime in and continue the discussion for another 2 hours. I would not have minded, right? But I thought this was excellent because you get so much history to what we now have. And this history is neither with most of the current ICANN leaders, nor with ICANN staff, because ICANN is growing so quickly that also staff doesn't have that much of history to tell you. And having the likes of Marilyn and Wolfgang speak to those issues is just extraordinary. It's just a privilege to have them in one place and exchange thoughts, you know, about the work that took place before ICANN started and all that. Then this very day, I think I might not be too neutral because I was facilitating one of the sessions, as you will remember. So I think it's more up to you to criticize that or to point out to me and others what we could do better. But I think that we need to rearrange the agenda slightly. So I think there was not enough room to present the various SOs and ACs because there were more questions, so we did not really have time to enter into a debate. So it might be worthwhile just, you know, like with an elevator pitch, maybe a little bit longer, but just give like 5 to 10 minutes to every group to speak to what their groups do and not allow questions. Get that off the table and then have somebody maybe facilitating a discussion by making some remarks as to how he sees they do collaborate or do not collaborate. You know, I try to integrate some of the friction or the alliances into my talk, but I guess that's something that you don't learn by looking at the website to see what the issues are, why some claim that the GNSO is broken, for example. And all this is, I think, background knowledge that people should get in such a course. In terms of substance, I thought that this was an excellent opportunity to break out the silos. You know, this is certainly a term that we've been using inflationally, and I'm not really that much opposed to silos, but just for the sake of making it transparent, you know, having the ESSEC people there was great because, you know, we as a GNSO council, we get updates from the ESSEC and you read their papers, but nonetheless, you know, learning how what we produce at times is perceived by the technical community and listening to your questions regarding the RAA, you know, certainly tell the story that we need to do a better job bringing the whole community up to speed with current developments and fostering the mutual understanding. And I learned an awful lot. I thought that Sebastian was great. You know, I should not single out individuals, but I thought, yeah, let me put it differently. Everybody who was there had contributions to make that I did not know about. And I think that unless you have such a private circle of people talking to each other, you wouldn't get that quality of exchange of thought. So I think this was very much applaudable. Just let me, one final thing. The polling tool did not work on me properly as well. But I have to say that I sent an email to staff. It was fixed in like 5 minutes, and I could continue. So that was just excellent. So so that was great. And also, I would like to applaud Sandra and Heidi and all the others that have been working so hard to make this happen. I guess this is an excellent starting point, and we should not be deceived by those that make proposals to improve. I think this in itself has been great, period.
Thank you. I will give that to the working group. Are there any other feedback comments? Because if this is not the case, we have 12 minutes left, and I would just simply like to wrap up, not going over time. So I made quite a few notes already during that course, where I also realized that the program was not working out in terms of times and stuff like that. We will definitely adjust this. We had already a quick discussion with David Kolb how to merge those two elements so that we can actually catch up with many of the comments made here, not losing the dynamics. A bridging event will not be necessary then anymore because you don't have to bridge something. The idea of going out, doing more social, I think that's a great idea. We should definitely work on that. And even doing some exercise is probably better than getting more food. So we can actually save some budget there. Leon, yes?
Thanks. And remember breaking up the survey into sections. That's something we recommended too.
Yes, this is indeed on my list. There are many details on my list, which we have to work on. And the academy group will hopefully stay committed. If you, as a participant of this experience, are interested in to participate in the ICANN Academy working group, I would really welcome this, because your expertise and your knowledge, your possibility to act as an ambassador would be very valuable to bring this program forward. If you want to just subscribe to the Academy working group list, and then you might, if you follow the threads, you might be able on one point to contribute to the discussion, because there were only three people or four people which are on the Academy list which did participate in this program. So we should somehow keep that knowledge, and I would really appreciate if you send me your interest on that so that I can put you on. We will definitely send out the survey. We have 16 answers so far. It still remains open. We will send it to the Academy list and also to the mailing list, which was set up for the participants of this year's. Heidi and her staff, they sent out already the notification that this mailing list was set up. And finally, we ask four participants for a short video snap. Videos are going to be recorded today, which can be also used as a sort of a promotion tool and which should help us to promote this project further in our communities. So, yes, please.
Just one other thing, as Sandra had an appeal for the working group participation, you know, my hat's off to the ICANN staff breakout facilitators that helped with the facilitation skills. You know, they had gone through the pilot program, and we spent 3 hours the day before the facilitation skills program with them talking about the mechanics of running breakout sessions. That said, would love to have members from the community be the breakout facilitators for the community going forward, because you know it intimately as well. So if that's an interest, you know, get in touch, and we'll, you know, make sure that that happens for the folks that are interested in doing that.
Great, great point, David. And I just can underline that we will also try to keep you involved, maybe as a facilitator or as also not for the skills training, but also for the content part, so that we can sort of build up a faculty or something like this, can build up, set ground rules, and so on and so forth. Avri, did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just going to comment that mix as well, especially if we go into a blended mode where the facilitators and are also the senior leaders giving talks, and that those roles get combined, and that becomes... So if we go with the blended approach, you actually blend the roles of, you know, past participants, et cetera.
One point I think which is of great importance, at least to me, and I think this is something which should be improved, we should mix staff and community more, because I think staff is a stakeholder group. We had Nigel participating the second part more or less full-time. We had staff facilitators in the facilitation skills training, and I saw they benefited from the discussion as well, and this is something we should improve, which also brings the community and which also bridges, and there we have a bridge again, which also bridges the gap between staff and community. Raf, you have a comment?
I echo what you just said about, but I just somewhat felt disconnected with some of the staff that came in very briefly to say their small piece and then left. Mm-hmm. And I felt if they were there throughout the whole process with us, then we would have felt more at one. And in understanding some of the issues, and especially as some of the earlier comments, some of the staff were new, then it would have benefited some of them as well.
Good point, indeed. So I invite Avri. Avri, you have to leave? Okay. But I invite David and Tijani and Heidi to stay here for some quick wrap-up, if you have the time. And because we are here now and we won't have the opportunity to see us face-to-face again to discuss the further planning. And I would like to thank all the participants for their feedback and the working group members to stay committed. And I would close that session 3 minutes before the hour. Well, I'm German. I always stick to the time.
And you went through facilitation skills.
Yes, I did that before already. Now I'm even 3 minutes before the time. This is the outcome of the facilitation.
The arms are already prodigious skills.
So another...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is now starting to be the nominating committee open meeting. You are more than welcome to stay for the nominating committee open meeting, but I would ask the nominating committee, current and future, to take their seats at the table. Heidi, how hard?